You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is. But let me jump over to my comments here. So let me ask you this. Did you ever see the movie Wonder Woman, the one that came out in the last few years? Now, the main character, Wonder Woman, in that movie was on a desperate mission to find and destroy Ares, the god of war, because of all the damage and destruction he was causing. It was basically a good versus evil movie, the kind that, spoiler alert here, made you feel good about the ending. But there was another movie that I saw a few years before that. It was a Nicolas Cage movie, and I had no idea what I was getting into when I started to watch it. I kept waiting for the moment when it would become some kind of a redeemable experience. It never came. The movie was dark, it was evil, it was tragic, and it sort of left the viewer feeling sort of helpless. I had no idea going into it. For some reason, I was under the impression that it was going to be one of those kind of tongue-in-cheek action movies where crazy stuff happens. Well, to say there was nothing lighthearted about the movie Lord of War is an understatement. Some of y'all may have seen it. Lord of War, the movie, told the story of a guy named Yuri Orlov, a Ukrainian refugee who at the beginning of the movie witnesses a mobster kill several others with automatic weapons, but instead of being repulsed by the murders, Yuri, who is played by Nicolas Cage, he realizes there's money to be made if he can find a way to get guns in the hands of the mob. So over time, Yuri Orlov in the movie went from being a petty thief selling guns out of the trunk of his car to an international arms merchant who supplied anyone and everyone, regardless of their cause or whether they were legitimate governments or terrorists. Sometimes he even supplied both sides of a conflict with arms to kill each other. He didn't care. He just did it for the money. It mattered not to him how many innocents died because of the services and products he supplied. In one major gun-running operation towards the end of the movie that went bad, Yuri lost his brother, who simply wanted out of the business. The same Liberian warlord who killed his brother then used the weapons from the shipment that he received to massacre an entire village of innocent people. Over time in the movie, Yuri's soul became so dark that nothing brought relief. Nothing mattered. Just the next job. His wife and children left him. His parents disowned him. And in one of the final scenes, he's confronted by a character who had been after him in the movie for years, who, realizing that Yuri was virtually untouchable because he was connected to all these underworld characters in and out of government, just looked at him and said, "Well, I would tell you to go to hell, but I think you're already there." Like I said, it was a dark movie. It's kind of one that I really wish I hadn't watched. Good thing it was fiction, or was it? It turns out that the truth is often stranger than fiction, and that fiction is often inspired by the truth. There are those that say that the movie Lord of War with Nicolas Cage was actually inspired by a guy named Victor Boot. If you haven't already heard, President Biden announced yesterday that WNBA basketball player Brittany Griner was released from Russian custody. Brittany Griner, someone who most of us had never even heard of, is an American citizen who traveled to Russia for an exhibition basketball game and was detained by Russian authorities at customs for having cannabis products in her luggage. The sentence was way beyond what was necessary, and Brittany Griner, an activist who just 2 years ago refused to stand up for the U.S. national anthem, well, she became a prisoner in a Russian penal camp with an 18-year sentence. The Biden administration worked through channels, and after 10 months, they secured her release in exchange for this guy named Victor Boot, an international arms dealer who was known by his nom de guerre literally as the Merchant of Death. Now, I'll be honest, I'm glad Brittany Griner's home, and I hope that she'll have a greater appreciation now for the country that just made what seems to be a very lopsided trade to secure her freedom. Victor Boot is a man with a dark soul. His ability to walk freely is a threat to good people everywhere. Boot is a former Soviet military officer from Tajikistan. His early life is largely unknown. Prior to his arrest in 2008, he had become one of the most wanted men in the world. He was known for being able to get around arms embargoes and to deliver anything, anywhere, anytime, and blamed for fueling wars from Africa to the Balkans to Asia. U.S. prosecutors deemed him one of the world's most successful and sophisticated arms traffickers, and one former U.S. attorney said that he had armed some of the most violent conflicts around the globe. Victor Boot was finally caught in Thailand, where he was attempting to sell surface-to-air missiles to Colombian FARC guerrillas, which they intended to use to kill U.S. troops. The deal was for 100 SAM missiles, but luckily U.S. DEA agents were working undercover and the Merchant of Death was finally taken down after 20 years of fueling controversy and murder around the world. He was convicted in 2010 of conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals, conspiracy to kill U.S. officers and employees, conspiracy to acquire and use anti-aircraft missiles, and conspiracy to provide material support or resources to a designated foreign terrorist organization. Y'all, Victor Boot is a man without a conscience, and he was sentenced to 25 years in a federal penitentiary until yesterday, when he walked free after less than 11 years. 11 years, despite the murderous swath he cut across the globe. You see, in all the time that the U.S. has had Boot in custody, Russian President Vladimir Putin has been demanding his release. Why? I mean, the man's not even a native Russian. He's from Tajikistan, a former Soviet bloc nation on the northern side of Afghanistan. Why does Putin care about this guy? There can only be one of two reasons why Putin cares about Victor Boot. Either one, Boot is useful to Putin, or two, he knows things about Russia that Putin wants to have contained. Ask yourself, why would any self-respecting government leader anywhere demand the return of someone who has documented evidence against him of war crimes, terrorism, murder, and arms trafficking? I believe it can be answered by the first of the two reasons I just cited. To Putin, Victor Boot, the Merchant of Death, he's useful. One former DEA agent went on the record yesterday to say this. You ready? Quote, "Trading Boot away wouldn't just be a slap in the face of the law enforcement officers and operatives who labored to bring Boot down, many of them risking their lives in the process. It would also pose a grave threat to the national security of the United States and its allies." He went on to predict that if released, Boot could become another Russian asset, planning and executing clandestine supply missions in support of Russian proxies like the Wagner Group in Africa, Venezuela, and other hotspots. And there you have it, folks. If you're not familiar, go look up the Wagner Group. This is the alternative Russian army. Some say the head of the Wagner Group is more powerful in Russia than Putin himself. The Wagner Group are guns for hire, men who do whatever is needed without having to carry the flag of their nation into a difficult spot. They are proxy soldiers, not governed by ethics and the ability to have a man like Victor Boot acting as their arms supplier and helping to fund their activities could be very lucrative. Bottom line, I'm glad Brittany Griner's home, but this feels very out of balance. The Merchant of Death, the Lord of War, was just given his freedom, and we have no confidence that his time in prison reformed him at all. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, we're going to break it down some more. But Victor Boot, make no mistake, that movie Lord of War was inspired by Victor Boot. And the movie probably wasn't even near as dark as the soul of the man himself. And there are more people that have died at the hands of his actions. And he lined his pockets on death. And we let him walk free yesterday. And I can't figure it out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, by the way, Boomer, you've got, so we're streaming like on just all kinds of formats right now. So tell them again where all they can find stuff. All right.
So you can actually, we're streaming everywhere right now. So we're live video streaming on Facebook, which you can go on Facebook and look up Right Side Radio, and then it'll pop up. On Instagram, our handle is Right Side Radio, and it is streaming there as well, video streaming there. It is on YouTube, same thing, Right Side Radio. And then also on our website, rightsideradio.org, and you click on the live stream, and you can either live stream video or right under it, live stream audio.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of live streaming going on.
All God's children are streaming right now. So that's amazing, man. So,
it's just all over the place.
I'm telling you. Well, so by the way, I'm pretty sure we could launch a space shuttle from this command center we call the Right Side Studio. I mean, I just look around sometimes and I'm amazed. And by the way, the power bill here at the studio is like twice what it is at my house.
Lots of power being pulled.
That's a lot of power being pulled. We've got any number of ways you can watch and or listen to the show. Also on the website, rightsideradio.org, you can just live stream the audio if you want to. I've had several folks tell me that as they're driving around, if they get outside the overly broad range of our AM/FM capabilities, that they just go to the app or to the website, click on the audio and listen to it that way. In fact, I know for a fact that my friend, former state senator Tripp Pittman, was listening to the show down in Baldwin County yesterday before he called into the show. So like I always say, no matter where you are in the big wide world, go to the World Wide Web and click on one of our options now, and no matter where you is, there we is. There it is. I got to start using that phrase again. I used to use it all the time.
Yeah, you got to bring it back. Bring it back.
It's back. All right, we'll do that. a lot of other stuff on that website, too. Let me just tell you, man, that website gets more robust by the day. How much stuff can you carry on one website? I mean, it's like getting packed. But anyway, we got plenty of stuff there about the folks here at Right Side Radio. We are a standalone organization. If you're listening to us on the radio, we don't work per se for those radio stations. We are an independent organization, 501c3, actually. Right Side Radio is a 501c3 organization. We are supported on advertising sales and on charitable contributions. And so all our information is on the website, and we've got plenty of things on there, too. I write a weekly op-ed that gets published in a variety of newspapers. They're all on there. I got a recommended reading list of books we thought were meaningful. They're on there. Photo gallery, contact points on there. And then the Right Side store is on there. If you want a coffee mug, you want a Right Side t-shirt, or you want some Right Side socks, we got them. They're all on there. So check it out, all at rightsideradio.org. All right, I'm pretty stoked about today's show. We got some great guests, but the topics that we're going to cover down on, not the least of which is number one in the Triple Dipper, the Griner trade. So Brittany Griner, I guess my first question is, how many people had ever heard of Brittany Griner, really, before all this happened? I hadn't. I did not know either that she was, somewhat of an activist. She's one of those athletes who did not love her own country enough to feel like she should have to stand. In fact, she actually spoke against the idea of being on the court when the national anthem was played. She's got an alternative lifestyle, which I guess makes her a darling to some. She's also had a domestic violence report filed against her just in the last few years. So, she's got her own issues in life, and she has not been a fan of her own country. Her own country just went to great lengths to get her home. I hope she's going to come home with a different perspective. So there's that. We're going to break all that down in a few minutes, right after this next break. Boomer, I've already got John from Huntsville asking how many downloads we got. Brother, you're up again. In fact, today's your last day, bud.
Today's
your last day.
Yeah, last day.
100,000 downloads. Where are we at?
Oh, man. We are at 99,450. So I got about 5:50 to go, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Before the end of Saturday.
All right. So, yeah, because that's true, because we'll get these.
We'll
you
get
know
this
what?
Show up.
You're actually going to get Monday, because what's going to happen is some folks will download for their drives on what came out of Friday's show.
What came out on Friday's show.
So Monday morning, we'll see what you got.
See what we got.
Ha.
Here it comes.
Make sure you figure out where I like my fritters.
What fritters do you like?
I like apple fritters.
Apple fritters.
And some of the best ones around are at local bakeries, I'm just telling you. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're coming right back. Y'all stay tuned.